Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Great to be with you on this Wednesday. Get into a little in-depth on media today. Steve Samsel, media critic, media writer, keeps track of all of it. And we'll be talking with him in the next hour. Kevin sent me a text from the south of France, which was fabulous.
Did it just say ooh la la?
No, it did not. And again, he spelled we, W-E.
He never learns.
No, he's at a miniature golf course, and it says, look, a windmill hole. I'm trying to get him into serious sports somehow, some way, if I could just somehow get him into something serious. You know?
It's an uphill battle. You're just safer letting him be, I think, Steve.
Kyle, I don't know. I'm trying to get him into the serious stuff, the fun stuff, something. And it just doesn't happen. And not only that, but we're dealing with a guy whose favorite month of the year is August. Nothing happens in August. Nothing. Zero. Now, it's a good time for him to take a vacation because this is, without question, the slowest time of the year. Now, we've made the most of it. We always make the most of it. That's why yesterday the U.S. Women's Open in Lancaster. Okay. You know, that's why we went down there. We went down there because it's a major event, golf's national championship, right in our own backyard. And at this time of the year, nothing else is going on. Well, that's fine. For baseball, this should be the time of the year where baseball is able to flourish, dominate the conversation. Yet here we are dominating the conversation on baseball with whether or not Alex Rodriguez should be in the All-Star game. Now, has he had a really good first half? Sure. But again, the All-Star game is a game to me that is no more than a glorified exhibition. And that's all it is. I know they can talk about home field advantage being at stake and so forth. It's home field advantage. Yes, I understand. But I don't get into such things. I don't. I find the games that we play on that particular day to be the relevant. I mean, it's relevant to play a game like that, you know, to play regular season games. And that's, to me, what it's about. The Phillies, for example, the problem is they aren't playing any relevant games right now. And not only that, but Ruben Amaro Jr. comes out and says that Cesar Hernandez is his guy moving forward at second base. Now, why would you say that? Why? There's no question Hernandez has played better than Chase Utley. There's no question. In this particular year, he's played better. That's fine. And moving forward, he probably is your second baseman. But why do you say that? You're trying to trade Chase Utley. You have now just done a brilliant job of diminishing his trade value. You have now done a brilliant job of diminishing your potential return for Chase Utley because you've told everybody he's not your guy going forward. Part of this, when you're making deals, you want to do two things. I've talked to enough people now in this business that are in the business of making deals. I've talked to Major League General Managers. And when I have, their goal is not to rip the other guy off. That is not their goal. Their goal is not to rip the other guy off. And they've told me that. They just want to make sure that they get, you know, that when they look at their own organization, when they sit there, say, for example, take State College. They're a Cardinals affiliate. And John Mozeliak has had his people here. And John's been here a couple times himself. Not this year yet, but he's been here before. And what they do is they want to take a good, hard, long look at their people and say, okay, he's good, he's good, he's good. You know what? Jeez, I really see a lot in him. I'll give you, they had a kid by the name of Harrison Bader here, the kid from Florida, who had a great College World Series. He was here for 1 week. They moved him up yesterday to Peoria. Okay. But there's probably a guy that they think can be really, really good that they really don't want to trade. There's somebody else they think is very good, but they'd be willing to put into a trade because it would enhance the value of the trade. You're not going to want to enhance the value of a trade and try to get a better deal with the Phillies on Chase Utley versus what the Dodgers are going to do. Because both of you now know that Chase Utley is not in Philadelphia's plans at all. You're not going to be willing to throw, quote, the extras in there to try and get them away. I think you can get them from a much cheaper price now because you have a general manager who doesn't play things close to the vest. He's not trying to rip people off, but at the same time, don't rip your own organization off either. It's a bad move all the way through. Okay. Praise Cesar Hernandez. Like him, you know. Yeah, I see a lot of future in him as to what he's going to be able to do with the franchise. What about second base? Well, he's done a good job at second base. What about Chase Utley? Well, you know, we'll see how things play out as time goes along. Chase Utley's been incredibly important to what we've done as the Philadelphia Phillies. We all have rings in part because of him. Just be vague about things. You don't have to be talking full terms about it. One of the reasons right now the Phillies are such a mess. They're such a mess because they, even on a simple question about Cesar Hernandez and a simple question about Chase Utley, they complicate it. They make it worse. You handle Cody Ashe all wrong. They're handling Chase Utley all wrong. And not only that, you're talking about somebody who on your roster is the single most beloved guy on your roster by your fan base. He's the single most beloved figure on your with your fan base. And this is how you're talking? You're going to have to deal him. I understand that. But you don't play the game this way. You don't play the game like that with Chase Utley. You don't play the game like that with your own fans. And you don't play the game like that with other franchises. Phil Mickelson took a few questions today in Scotland. We'll find out what Lefty had to say, who's actually right-handed, in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
The best get-togethers start with a trip to the beverage supermarket, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury. Why? Because Brewers Outlet has not only a great selection of beer, including imports and microbrews, but also a lot more. Brewers Outlet has water, soda, they roast their peanuts every day, and you can't forget about stopping by the Pickle Bar. Look for great deals on wine coolers and all your favorite snacks. Before you enjoy those special times with family and friends, make your visit first to the Beverage Supermarket, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury.
Napa Know How!
At Napa Auto Parts, we got covered, front to back to right. So whether you're looking for a glove box light bulb, you can easily get what you need. Just go to NapaOnline.com. Reserve it now and pick it up in store later. Check it out now and we'll stop messing with your speakers. Or maybe conquer the job with Napa Know-How. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores.
You make the decision to buy the home, then you're faced with what's next. What do we do?
We started at Realtor.com.
Realtor.com gave us a lot more current information.
Listings are pulled directly from the MLS every 15 minutes.
Once you've gone through all of that, the Realtor makes it happen.
We worked with a Realtor that really knew the area.
And he knew the market.
When you have someone who has the expertise, it makes it so much easier.
Realtor.com and Realtors. Together, we make home happen. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Sunday, July 12th is the 26th annual Antiques on the Avenue on University Avenue in Seals Grove. From 9 to 3, the Seals Grove Chamber of Commerce welcomes you and your family to a day of antiquing with some new twists you don't want to miss. Bring your favorite treasure from home and find out the value at the antique appraisal booth. Enjoy local historical displays by area museums. And don't forget to grab lunch at the Chamber's food stand. More info at sealandsgrove.net. It's Antiques on the Avenue on July 12th from 9 to 3 in Seals Grove.
The Evangelical Community Hospital is centralizing its cardiac and vascular services with its new Heart and Vascular Center. Located on the hospital's Lewisburg campus, the Heart and Vascular Center of Evangelical will provide access to board-certified experts, advanced diagnosis and treatment technology, as well as rehabilitation services all in one convenient location. The center is under construction now and is scheduled for completion this summer. To learn more, visit evanhospital.com or like Evangelical Community Hospital on Facebook.
Hi, this is Gordon Deal. Thursday on This Morning, America's First News. Obamacare may have survived another Supreme Court challenge, but the politics are still bad for Democrats, especially with delayed mandates waiting to take effect ahead of next year's elections. Also, how the Jared Fogle incident could impact Subway franchisees and the new technology that keeps better track of your luggage. Thursday on This Morning, America's First News. Join us for This Morning, America's First News. Weekday mornings at 5 on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Welcome back. Great to have you with us. The Big Ten released their Distinguished Scholars list. These are individuals, by the way, who have grade point averages as student athletes of 3.7 or better. And as you can imagine, Penn State certainly had its fair share of individuals on this list. Kevin Montminy from women's basketball, Victoria Waldner from women's basketball. Let's see, several field hockey players, including Laura Gebhardt, Haley Kerstetter, all did that as well. Football, Chris Gula and Tyler Yazian. Yazian's a 3.86. Gula's a 3.75. I know that. And Rocky Cedeno from women's soccer. And from wrestling, as you would expect, Matt Brown and Nick Ruger from the wrestling program. Women's volleyball included Carly Muller and Kendall Pierce and Connor Curry from men's volleyball. There's a long list of them, but those are the recognizable sports right off the top that you would look at. So you had two wrestlers, two football players, one men's basketball, one women's basketball, two women's volleyballs, six field hockeys in there. So they did very, very well. Phil Mickelson today has not, he has not been charged with a crime, nor is he under federal investigation. When they do investigations into offshore money laundering and it deals with a gambling ring, they could care less about the people placing the bets. You know, all the people down there, down the line, that are involved in this, their names aren't out there, and his name was not supposed to be out there. Outside the Lines learned that the unnamed gambling client of Gregory Silveira happened to be among them, Mickelson. And Mickelson was asked Tuesday about the report, and he answered by telling a lengthy story about how, over the course of his 20-plus year career, that the one thing you learned not to take public discussion above his career personally, about his career personally. And Mickelson said, look, we all have opinions, and when I started to understand that I was more of an object to be discussed, it took out the personal element of which people say things. People are going to say things good. They're going to say things about you that are bad. They're going to say things that are true. They're going to say things about you that are not true. The fact is, I'm comfortable enough with who I am as a person, and I don't feel like I need to comment on every little report that comes out. Now, when it came to the Ryder Cup, because next week Tom Watson is going to be a big deal. It's the last time Watson, the five-time British Open winner, is going to play at the British Open. It'll be at St. Andrews. Also the last time for Nick Faldo, too, as a matter of fact. And he said, I hope next week is a celebration of the greatness of Tom Watson. Because remember, he made some comments about his captaincy at Glen Eagles last year. And he says, it's his last Open Championship, and I'm certainly appreciative of all he's done for the game of golf. When asked if he's cleared the air with Watson, Mickelson again responded with more praise. I view him as a great champion. I look at him as one of the best players the game has ever seen. I look at him with a lot of respect in that regard. In 2009, when he almost won at Turnberry, I was pulling as hard as anybody. I thought it was going to be one of the greatest stories in the history of any sport. I would have cherished a Watson victory there. I hope he plays well next week. Again, he's one of the greatest champions the game has ever seen. I like to see him have a special week, and I know people will treat him like the great champion that he is. They asked about McIlroy playing soccer with friends. Look, individual sports are different than team sports. Rory McIlroy is in charge of Rory McIlroy. It's not Team Rory out there. I mean, he may have handlers and condition, you know, people, strength and conditioning coach, things like that, agent. But in reality, it's about him. And he's made the right decision pulling out of the Open Championship. You don't want to be Dizzy Dean. Come back too soon, wreck everything. In fact, yesterday, you heard Michelle Wee on the show yesterday, as a matter of fact. And she has bursitis in her hip. And because of that, she's had to change her stance, change her swing, and there's a whole learning process. You don't want to get into that with an ankle injury like this. You just don't. And that's a big part of this. And he said, I snapped my femur before the Masters skiing, and I said then, and I feel the same way now, you can't live your life in fear. You have to enjoy the moment. I don't feel like anything he was doing was unnecessary, an unnecessary risk. He was just playing around, and accidents happen. That is exactly right. You can't live in a bubble. I know, remember how critical Kevin was a couple of years ago of Mariano Rivera shagging fly balls in the outfield? You can't put people in bubble wrap. Okay, it's time now. Everybody, play Enter the Sandman. He's ready, comes out, all set to go. Okay, he's done. Put him back in bubble wrap and let him sit in the bullpen. Okay, cue up Metallica. Take the bubble wrap off. Bring Mariano in. You can't do that. You could roll an ankle on a rut walking from the bullpen. You could roll your ankle on the curb walking into the ballpark. He's out there playing soccer. He's got a life. Now, Jason Pierre-Paul, different story. Common sense says you don't play fireworks. How about the New York Stock Exchange today? I had to shut it down for a while. Let's see. The New York Stock Exchange, Wall Street Journal, United Airlines, all were hit with computer glitches today. No such fear here at Sunbury Broadcasting. We roll on as if there's no issue in the world at all. Steve Samsel on Media, 4:06 today. Next half hour, we're open at 1-800-795-9565. He did make a quick trip over to Rome at one stage. Was in London at one point, but now is sunning himself in the south of France. We don't want the visuals to go beyond that. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's playing miniature golf in Marseille as we speak. All right. 1 point about Mickelson that he does make, and he was telling a story today, and he said that over the course of his 20-plus year career, he learned not to take public discussion about his career personally. He said, "We all have our opinions. When I started to understand that I was more of an object to be discussed, it took out the personal element of when people say things." So people are going to say things good, they're going to say things bad. They're going to say things true, and they're going to say things that are not true. Fact is, I'm comfortable enough with who I am as a person. I don't feel like I need to comment on every little report that comes out. Right? I'll give you a small, and again, very small example of that from a personal point of view. Yeah, you know, I do understand, you know, about the job responsibility of doing Penn State football. And it brings with it an element of being well known. How about that? And people will say things about you, pro and con. Oh, what a great job you do. Or nobody will ever walk up to you and say you're lousy. But they may put down on a tweet or a message board or something like that that they think you're lousy. Whatever. Okay. Yeah. I don't pay attention to such things. One thing was brought to my attention. It was about a year ago. And it dealt with our outstanding sideline reporter, Lauren Crispell. And one of the people that I work with said they were looking at, I don't know, I think it was a message board or something like that. And they said, "Is it true you don't like Lauren Crispell?" I said, "What are you talking about?" I said, "I think the world of Lauren Crispell." I said, "If you can't like Lauren Crispell," I said, "then you just don't like people." I said, "He's one of the nicest guys on the face of the earth." I said, "We love working with him." And he looked at me and he said, "Well, gee, on the message board, they said that you can't stand him, and that I've held him back because I was worried about him taking my job." And I said, "What?" I think they brought me over to his computer. And I looked at Pat's computer and I said, "Are you kidding me?" I said, "Hey, I've never thought that in my life. B's the nicest guy in the face of the earth. I said, see, I said, you could ask him. I'm the one that keeps telling him, hey, Lauren, why don't you talk more? We want to hear more from you during the game. It was a total 180 of what reality happened to be. But to whomever this person happened to be, that was their reality, as absolutely wrong as it was. But he or she or whomever decided to print that out or type that out, they put it out there. And Pat said, I said, you could read whatever you want. I said, but you got to take some of this stuff with a grain of salt. He says, yeah. He says, yeah. I said, every time I heard you talk about Lauren, it was always in glowing terms. I said, yes, because he's one of the 10 nicest people on the face of the earth. So I know what Mickelson means by that, is that people will just say things. Some of it's true, some of it's not true, some of it's glowing, some of it's not. And you got to be able to roll with that along the way and not pay attention to it. And that's one of the things, for example, you know, you take these things as teaching moments, because I have a class I'm responsible for 30 weeks out of the year, you know, two semesters of 15 weeks each. And in these classes, I probably have usually between 35 and 45 students total for the year. Total for the year. Not each semester, but total for the year between the two classes. And you try to impart to them certain things along the way that, you know, through either your personal life experience or other stories that you see, for them to remember that you think will help them along the way. And that's something I've always told them. I said, look, don't really pay too much attention either way as to what people say or think about you. I said, try not to sit there and read stuff about yourself. I said, or pay attention. I said, if people come up and they say, hey, what a great job you do, that's a great compliment that you've reached someone who thinks that you've done that you're doing a good job. I said, always say thank you. Always be appreciative of that. I said, people will not walk up to you and go, you're bad, you're awful, I can't stand you. Okay, fine. That doesn't happen. But they'll write it, and they won't use their own name usually when they write such things. And I said, don't pay attention. I said, don't get caught up in either one of them. I said, don't get caught up in praise where you sit there and go, wow, I'm doing really great. And you kind of swagger into the booth and I'm doing great. You know, you just got to do what you do. Right. And you can't get caught up in negative things either, because then you start thinking about negative things and then it impacts how you're doing your job. You have to have your own way of doing things and understand that your own personal preparation then is your best avenue to set up any success that you have. I said, and if you have an issue about what you're doing, or if you're in a rut or you're stuck on something, ask a mentor, ask somebody who's been around the block, somebody that you trust who will give you an honest opinion, but not only give you an honest opinion, but have the ability to tell you how to correct it. Right? And so that's part of what Mickelson's point is. He says, people will say good things about you, they'll say bad things about you. They'll say true things about you, they'll say untrue things about you. He says, you got to be able to let it roll off your back. Not easy to do, because you've got, obviously, a constant opinion stream on there on every topic. Okay? Big story right now is, will DeAndre Jordan go back to the L.A. Clippers? Well, right now you've got Maverick fans who have been praising him the last few days that if he turns his back and goes back, oh, he can't shoot free throws, he can't do this. If, you know, Clipper fans right now, we really want him back, but gee, there's that rub with Chris Paul. What's that all about? What does it mean? And you don't know what's true and what's not true. I mean, Chris Paul thinks enough of him where he's actually flying to Houston to meet with him tonight to convince him to stay. So, you know, we don't know all the time what's true and what's not true. You got to be there for it to happen. And I think that we find along the way, you know, I mean, Kevin gets upset with me that I, you know, that I brush things off too quickly. You know, I don't take the TMZ approach to life. It's like, because not everything's a TMZ moment. I've been around long enough. Well, I know why things happen, why they don't happen. Yeah, I know why Allen Robinson didn't play the first half of the Syracuse game. Okay? I know why. I was there. It was 2 years ago. It doesn't matter. Richard Gasquet has knocked out Stan Wawrinka and reached his first Wimbledon semifinal since 2007. Beat him in five sets. The fifth one went 11-9. Everything else held form. Djokovic won straight sets. Murray won straight sets. Federer won in straight sets. In fact, Federer has not lost his serve in his last 120 service matches. That's unbelievable. And now Murray's going to face Federer again. And, of course, in 2012, we remember that Federer beat Murray in the Wimbledon final. And then Murray came back and won the Olympic gold medal at Wimbledon by beating Federer. We're in a run right now where there are a lot of things said about a lot of people all the time. You try to analyze things as best you can. All right, take for example. Now, this will not be of great interest to our audience here, but I'll use it as an example. DeAndre Jordan is not going to be of great interest to our audience here. In the NBA, plays for the Clippers. Free agent. Mark Cuban, who to some people in our audience is of Shark Tank fame. People forget he's the owner. Hey, he's the guy from Shark Tank. Yeah, he's the owner of the Mavericks. Hey, he's the guy from Shark Tank. They signed him to didn't sign him, but have a verbal agreement for 4 years at $80 million. Now, in the NBA, under the current contract, you have until midnight tonight, where the team that you're with can certainly come in and they can still get a deal with you before you actually sign the other deal. So all these deals you heard about in the NBA, from Kevin Love to DeAndre Jordan, they're all verbal agreements. They can't officially sign contracts until tomorrow. But let's take DeAndre Jordan, for example. There's a lot of, there's a rub with Chris Paul. It's been a big problem. That's the TMZ part of it. Where you don't know what's true and what's not true there. But as I said, Paul's going over to visit him tonight at his home with the owner of the team and with Doc Rivers. Steve Ballmer and Doc Rivers are going to go to Houston to meet with DeAndre Jordan. Now, I always take the analytical look at it. The Clippers have to make a decision on whether to keep him or not, because he's excellent around the basket. He is a great rebounder. He's not a good rebounder. He's a great rebounder and an excellent finisher around the basket. Here's what he can't do, and this is a huge problem in the decision on whether or not to sign him. And this is from analytics. It has nothing to do with whether he has a personality rub with Chris Paul. The Chris Paul thing is a sexier story, and that's what people will talk about, the sexier part of the story, because we don't know whether it's true or not. What is true is he's not a good free throw shooter. What is true is that teams have implored, teams have put in schemes to deliberately foul him in the fourth quarter of games when they're behind, because they think he'll miss it. And to his credit, he usually obliges. That's what the sticking point is with him. He needs to be in the gym shooting 100 free throws a day and make himself a 70% free throw shooter which then takes his value and increases it exponentially. It then takes a slice of strategy away from the opposing team, the opposing coach. That's why I'd be hesitant to offer him a max deal, not because of Chris Paul and whatever alleged personality rift there is, even though that's the sexier story. To me, the story is, okay, wait a minute. This guy can finish. This guy can rebound. This guy can't hit free throws. And he's not Shaquille O'Neal. I can put up with Shaquille O'Neal missing free throws because I'm in a position to win every night because I've got him. But that's how I look at things. I take the personality out of it. And I look to the winning and losing part of that. The NFL is not only going to be going to London, but the new Tottenham Stadium is going to be the one that's going to get two NFL games a year for the next 10 years. They have aerial views of it at night. Needless to say, they've nicknamed it the toilet because of how it looks. And from the air, I can see why. We will come back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
This year marks Sunbury Motor Company's 100th year in business, and we will be keeping the same tried and true values we've had ever since we opened our doors, guaranteeing your car buying experience will be smooth and hassle-free. No spinning a wheel for specials you don't need or want. No pushy sales staff pouncing on you as soon as you arrive. No sideshow yelling. Since we began back in 1915, we have strived to be your most trusted friend when it comes to all of your new car needs, whether that's in sales or service. We strive to offer you as many viable options as we possibly can. Sunbury Motor Company always carries a line of few other auto dealers in our area can compete with. With our inventory of Ford, Hyundai, Kia, and Lincoln vehicles, there should be no problems with finding the right vehicle to fit your needs. Our friendly and trustworthy staff is knowledgeable in all of our products and stand ready to answer all of your questions and meet all of your needs. In honor of 100 years in business, SMC is introducing the all-new Auto Club, where Sunbury Motors will pay you for every mile you drive. Be sure to ask us about our Auto Club benefits. Sunbury Motors in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza and at sunburymotors.com, proudly owned by the Mertz family since 1915.
It's Thursday night, and you're grabbing drinks with some friends. Started off with a pitcher for the table, which quickly becomes two. There's pool. And there's the photo booth.
All right, everybody, squeeze in. Say cheese!
Followed naturally by an order of wings. And another.
Can we get some extra ranch sauce?
Then there's the ceremonial nightcap.
So what are we doing this weekend?
And lastly, it's back to the car. Which, if you're buzzed, could be the most expensive night of your life. Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
It's the Dan Patrick Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Talking to Mitch Kupchak, Laker GM. Okay, so Larry Nance Jr. let a tweet. Gee, I sure hope Kobe keeps his hands to himself in Denver this time. #rapist. After you found out, what did you do?
I had a conversation along with our public relations director with Larry Nance Jr., and he was incredibly apologetic.
The Dan Patrick Show, weekday mornings at 10 on News Radio 1070 WKOK and on the WKOK app. When your day begins, start with WKOK.com. You grab your phone anyway, so visit the mobile-friendly WKOK.com for news, AccuWeather, and all the info you need each day. Catch up with past interviews from WKOK Sunrise, listen to previous On the Mark shows, and more. Then visit WKOK.com later in the day to find out what's been happening. It's all the information you need each morning and throughout the day from News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Hi, I'm Stu Schroeder with the Friends of Shikellamy State Park, and I would like to personally invite you to our next event at the marina, On Thursday, July 16th, from 6 to 8:30, we will have Nate and the Aces at the Overlook. Nate is a Sealess Grove native who knows how to bring the blues home. Farrell Winery will provide a selection of their wines for tasting. We have a full schedule of events planned this summer, so come join us. For more information, go to friendsofshikellamestatepark.org.
Sunday, July 12th is the 26th annual Antiques on the Avenue on University Avenue in Sealess Grove. From 9 to 3, the Sealess Grove Chamber of Commerce welcomes you and your family to a day of antiquing with some new twists you don't want to miss. Bring your favorite treasure from home and find out the value at the antique appraisal booth. Enjoy local historical displays by area museums, and don't forget to grab lunch at the Chamber's food stand. More info at sealessgrove.net. It's Antiques on the Avenue on July 12th from 9 to 3 in Sealess Grove.
All right, welcome back. Great to have you with us. Steve Samsel on media coming up, especially with the Big Ten contract coming up, which will be the next major one. They have some big decisions to make, and there have been some interesting things that have happened at Fox, for example, in the past month. A couple of people asked about, we've mentioned the possibility of Joe Buck. That request is in, by the way, to Fox. And we'll see in the next 24 hours or so whether we can make that happen. They're at Lancaster Country Club, of course, for the United States Golf Association U.S. Women's Open. Today's the final practice round. The tournament gets underway tomorrow morning. So that's the story there. It was great to be down there. The course is in unbelievable shape. It's wet. And because of that, length is going to be an issue. I know when I went by the practice range yesterday, the number of players I saw hitting hybrids told me exactly what they're seeing on the golf course. I saw so many players practicing hybrids on the practice range yesterday because they know that they need the additional length because they're not getting a roll off the drive. Because of how wet it's been down there, how wet it's been in the state. I mean, let's face it, the last 5 weeks, after we had virtually no rain here in from mid-April to the end of May, we had almost no rain. I mean, I know when I was hitting the ball, I was getting another 20, 25 yards of roll. I could keep going. Keep going. Ground was hard as a rock. Now, you may hit a drive and it plugs. So that's the issue there. It was fun being down there. Enjoyed it very much. And our thanks to Pete Kowalski and everyone at the United States Golf Association. They really had us set up well yesterday. We had our own separate booth down there. Had access to every player that we wanted. So we could not have had a better situation there. And this is the kind of situation, for example, next year, we're going to bring the show to Oakmont next year for the Men's Open, just like we did to Marion 2 years ago. And it's one thing when you get down there and you work it, because you've been there, you have a better lay of the land, it allows you to do a better show. The show we did yesterday, for example, like I was happy with the show we did for Marion 2 years ago. I was much happier with the one yesterday because you got a better feel for everything that's going on when you cover it a couple times. So we've got that. Live for Life is coming up on Saturday. It'll be 11 to 2. The actual Live for Life competition is 11 to 1, but there's an autograph session from 1 to 2. So this will be your chance to meet the players. Steve Samsel, next half hour on media and the television contracts. This affects what you're seeing. And Steve will talk about that and many other items as well. Kevin, south of France, already has taken in London, Paris, and Rome. I know there have been some sightings of him in the valley the last couple days, and I've had questions about that, and I said there are several people that fit his description. Steve Samsel, next half hour on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Yours.